And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. It's Thursday. That means it's time to check in with our theater critic, Jaylen Russick. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, thank you, Tom.
Good. So let's talk about Something Rotten. And by that, I mean the name of the musical that's at the Hippodrome. I mean, it really takes a bit of guts to call a show Something Rotten. There's an allusion to something rotten in the state of Denmark in Hamlet,
yes,
right?
Yes,
is that what
yes,
this is all about?
Yes, yes. Shakespeare specifically, Hamlet a little bit. I have to start out by saying that there is something, many somethings actually, that are wonderful about Something Rotten. This show is just a lot of fun. But yes, Shakespeare and Hamlet do figure in. The musical is set in Renaissance England. Shakespeare is so popular, he is a rock star, and there are two playwriting brothers, Nick and Nigel Bottom, who just cannot get a break. They can't get out of Shakespeare's shadow. And so Nick Bottom hires a soothsayer, Nostradamus's nephew, Thomas Nostradamus, so even the names are funny in this show, and he wants to find out what the next big theatrical thing will be. And then he goes back to the soothsayer to find out what Shakespeare's biggest hit is going to be. And Thomas Nostradamus says that the next big thing is going to be something called a musical, where actors suddenly stop speaking
and break into song.
Absolutely.
So he predicts.
He does. He predicts
the
this.
Musical.
But Thomas Nostradamus, I have to say, he gets things a little confused. So he predicts that Shakespeare's greatest hit is going to be something called Omelette. And so we get...
read the tea leaves
exactly.
A little wrong.
So we get Omelette the musical. Now, Nick Bottom is initially very skeptical about this whole musical idea, but when he gets it, there's a big production number. So here's a sample with Rob McClure as Nick Bottom.
We'll do a musical.
No kidding!
A musical. What could be more amazing than a musical? With song and dance and sweet romance. And with a musical we might have half a chance. Who's on? Big applause with everyone cheering for us.
A little huffing, a little singing. That's Rob McClure in the touring production of Something Rotten at the Hippodrome here in Baltimore. So this is a musical about a musical. And
yes.
It's a musical that takes place in the time of Shakespeare, which is a great little premise. Is it one of those shows that also includes a lot of references to other musicals?
It is. There are two songs in particular that are loaded with references to other Broadway shows. Both numbers stopped the show on opening night here at the Hippodrome. The audience clapped. The audience roared. Some people whistled. You might have picked up on a reference at the end of that clip to Sweet Charity. Well, you find in the same number send-ups of about a dozen different musicals, everything from Gypsy to Annie. And then there are more references in the second act in a big production number called Make an Omelette, and that's the funniest number in the show. Tom, it has tap dancing eggs. I love the tap dancing eggs.
And
tap
dancing eggs and tap dancing Santas. You can't lose.
It has all these audio and visual references. There's a bent over little fiddler. There's a guitar playing nun. There's a guy with a mask that covers half his face. Guess what that is? And the show, Something Rotten, also has lots of references to Shakespeare plays, as you might expect with a title like Something Rotten. Of course, there's Hamlet. But there are also characters named Shylock and Portia, so you have a little Merchant of Venice. And our heroes, the Bottom Brothers, are named after a character in Midsummer Night's Dream. The creators of Something Rotten, interestingly enough, are also brothers, Cary and Wayne Kirkpatrick, and they wrote the score, and Cary co-wrote the script with John O'Farrell, and they have acknowledged being inspired by Monty Python, and there's a similar irreverence in this, but maybe with a little more affection, particularly for musicals and for Shakespeare.
Interesting. So you saw Something Rotten on Broadway.
Yes.
How does the performance of the touring company stand up to that?
Well, the Broadway show actually closed on January 1st, and the tour started in Boston on January 10th. So the three leads who are in it on tour were actually starring in it on Broadway when it closed. They were replacement leads. So even more than some other touring productions, this truly is a Broadway production. Now, the actors I saw on Broadway were the ones who created the roles, but Rob McClure, whom we just heard as Nick Bottom, he is every bit as good as the original Nick. He has this really comical number, God, I Hate Shakespeare. It's the second number in the show, and he performs it like a giant temper tantrum. He has this snarky delivery. He gets so angry at Shakespeare that his eyes actually cross at the end of the song. He's an extrovert, Nick, but his brother Nigel is an introvert, and John Grisetti plays him as this shy, nervous, very endearing guy. He's kind of the heart of the show. And then we have Shakespeare, and Shakespeare is being played by Adam Pascal. He was one of the original stars of Rent, and of course there are references to Rent in Something Rotten. I actually found Adam Pascal a bit disappointing. He doesn't quite have that Mick Jagger rock star swagger, and I also couldn't understand some of his lyrics. This is a problem with some of the big choral numbers, too. The orchestra tends to be overpowering. You can hear a little bit of what I mean in this next clip. This is Shakespeare's big number performed in a park, Shakespeare in the Park.
It's Adam Pascal as Shakespeare in Something Rotten at the Hippodrome. So the songs we've heard, this definitely sounds like a Broadway show, but it's set in the Renaissance. Is there also Renaissance-sounding music in this show, too?
There is a bit of it. The score is pretty varied because Shakespeare's portrayed as a rock star. There's some rock sound. There's a number that has a country flavor. There's even a kind of hip gospel number, so there is some variety.
Yeah, so they mix it up. And now you're teaching a course based on this show to teachers in Baltimore County. I mean, obviously, these teachers are probably familiar with Shakespeare. Do you have to be familiar with Shakespeare or these Broadway musicals to get the references and appreciate Something Rotten?
You don't have to be familiar to appreciate this show. There is enough sheer silliness on stage, really, for anybody. I mean, getting the references increases the fun, but if you hate Shakespeare, you're going to have a really good time. Remember, I mentioned there's a song called God, I Hate Shakespeare. I mean, working with the teachers, one thing that it has done for me is to reinforce my sense that this show is going to have a really long life being performed in schools.
So finishing up here real quick, let's talk about something a bit darker. I understand that you've seen the very first play that is in Center Stage, Baltimore Center Stage's new 99-seat theater. This is part of the new renovation. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the theater is called The Third Space. The play is That Face by Polly Stenham. The Third Space is a flexible black box theater. It's behind the head theater upstairs. The first show is being presented in the round, but the space is full of all kinds of possibilities. The play is a British play about a dangerously dysfunctional family. It's a very dark, raw subject, and it's being powerfully performed, and it gives you just one idea of the kind of raw and risky material that they can do up there. But I think there are all kinds of programming possibilities in this new space as well. So I'm very
enthusiastic. And the space itself is really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. All right. Well, we've been talking about Something Rotten at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore. It's there until Sunday. We've got a link to the details at WIPR.org/midday. We'll also send you a link to what's going on at Center Stage. So next week, Judy, what are we going to talk about?
Next week, I'm going to review a new play, The Magic Play at Olney Theater Center. It's by the same playwright who did a play I reviewed in 2014 called Colossal. It was a really impressive play, so I'm really looking forward
to
this
one. Well, we look forward to it as well. That's it for us today. Before we go, I want to mention an important community event this evening. It's a town hall forum with U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen and Congressman Elijah Cummings, Dutch Ruppersberger, and John Sarbanes. They'll be taking questions at the War Memorial Building on North Gay Street here in Baltimore. Starts at 7 o'clock tonight. It's being organized by Indivisible Baltimore. Come to our website, WIPR.org/midday. For the details. Our thanks to Eddie's of Roland Park for providing lunch for our guests this afternoon. Eddie's is a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features a variety of sandwiches and salads, all listed on their website, eddiesofroland park.com. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. Mike Fletcher from the undefeated Zeynep Tufekci, who's a columnist occasionally for the New York Times, and Kamau High, the managing editor of the Baltimore Afro-American newspaper, will join me. We hope you will join us as well. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.